We were just sitting around the table talking, and I've just kind of had this sense. You know, when you get a sense about things, you're hearing things in the spirit. You just kind of, I don't know how weird you want that to sound or whatever, but you kind of sense what God's doing. You kind of put your finger to the wind. You kind of see where's God moving? What's he doing? We want to line up with what God's. You're right. This is gonna be longer than that. We want to line.
Does anybody have a bell?
Yeah, you should ding ding ding. Do the yeah. We talked about it this morning. That's what Marnie was talking about. You know, this side of the church and that side of the church. Facts are easy to repeat, you know, but lining up with the truth, you know, the truth over our lives. Fact might be that you're whatever, whatever. Seen it all my life. Truth is God can set you free. You know, that whole kind of thing, lining up with that. That's one version of that. So we were talking around the table, and I'd kind of had this hunch that I was going to talk to Pastor about it, and I'll tell you what it is in just a second. Kind of was forming that opinion and just kind of listening and seeing what was going on in different people's lives, and kind of, we want to lead you guys, and you know, we want to have the heart of God. You know, we want to follow the cloud, man, at the pillar of fire, you know. And so I was going to talk to Pastor about it, and my sense was, I don't know if this is a local thing just in this body. I don't know if it's I'm thinking more now it's more of a season that we're in right now as a church, you know, globally, nationally, whatever. But the season is this. I've noticed in the last couple of weeks that there's an access to revelation. There's a free flow from heaven, from God's heart. There's like in a way that I've never experienced before, just revelation. There's just a release of we think of revelation. When you think of revelation, I used to think like information. Like something's been revealed to me, now I know it, right? And that's true. Like that is a very big part of it. But like if that's your definition of it, then you're missing out on the full revelation. I said when I preached that my first part of the message a couple weeks ago, the revelation is a nugget from heaven. It's God's heart. It's God speaking. When you bring that nugget from heaven down, it contains in it everything that heaven is. It contains the atmosphere of heaven. That revelation isn't just knowledge. It's not just you know something more. It's revelation, and in that revelation is God's heart. And so what we were talking about, the speck in your eye and the log, and you guys all know the speck and the log parable Jesus is talking about. And so kind of the correlation that I made is I don't think it's about get rid of the big log, the big sin in your life so you can go deal with the little sin in someone. Like, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it's an issue of revelation. God says, Jesus said, you got this log in your eye. What happens if you got a log? You can't see. So someone else has got something in their life that's blocking their vision and irritating them, and you want to help. But don't be a hypocrite. Don't go and pretend. Don't be an actor. Don't act like you have the answer when you don't have revelation. He's talking about sight. That whole passage is about sight. It's about two blind men. Blind man meets leads blind. So there's this thing about revelation. And I think God is releasing revelation right now. And so I went in my office on Wednesday, and I mostly had my message for that night. So I was just kind of doing some reading. And this whole scripture just like, you guys ever pick a scab or something and it just, just boosh, the whole, you know, maybe that's gross. I don't know. That's the only illustration I could come up with. Sorry. It was better than the other one. So that was the best of the two. So it was kind of like that. I was reading my Bible. Please do this. Please do this. On a side note, please do this. When you read your Bible and you go, oh, stop right there. Pay attention to that. Pay attention to how God speaks. We always think we know how God speaks because he does. But he's got 400 other ways that he speaks that we haven't figured out yet because we think we know the one way that God speaks. One of the main ways he speaks is through his word. And when you're reading that and something just kind of jumps out at you, don't go, cool, and keep reading. Oh, stop. This is like the Holy Spirit is nudging you. Hey, psst. I want you to think of that the next time you're reading. I want you to imagine God's going, hey, psst. He's trying to get your attention. wouldn't it be great if God just had a ticker tape right up in the heavens, or we could tune to that channel on our TVs? What's God saying today? I don't know. Channel 53. Check it out. Like we check our weather. That would be great. That's not how he works. Wisdom is meant to be pursued. Say to wisdom, you're my sister. Say to understanding, you're my kinsman. A search for you is hidden treasure. Yeah? There's this connotation in the scripture of I'm on a rampant pursuit of wisdom. Revelation's a little different because it there's a grace on it to open things up. But anyways, I was reading in Ephesians 1. Dumb.
Anybody have a cup of coffee?
I make a vow to you right now as transparent. When I got up, I knew in my heart this was going to be 30 seconds long. I'm like, what is he talking about? I just got one little sentence. Honest to God, I swear. Yes, be yes. Yes, I really did. So I was reading in Ephesians 1, and I had that little psst, and so I stopped. And man, it's like just the dam broke loose and just floods from heaven. I'm like, as fast as I could write stuff down. Like, whoa, it's one of my favorite books, but I've never seen anything like this. And so it was just so cool. So we go out and we're talking at the table. You know, this is a couple days later or later that day or whatever it was. And so we're talking. I'm just telling him, like, man, here's what I think. You know, God's there's a release of revelation right now. Just there's access to stuff from heaven right now. Like especially in the revelation. God revealing things, opening things up to our understanding. And so I was talking to him about it, and so he got all excited. He's like, oh, just boy, the message on Sunday, boy, that fits right there. And so he starts talking about these verses, and I said, well, where are you reading at? That's really good. And he said, well, it's in Ephesians 1. Like 17 or 18 or whatever. I said, really? I said, I just got this whole big download from heaven on Ephesians 1, the verses right before it. I said, it's not quite cooked up yet. It's in the crock pot, but it's, you know, but like there's stuff on it. Like it's for right now. It's good stuff. And he's like, well, you should share that. And so I am.
30 seconds worth.
30 seconds worth. It's quick. Yep. So, my question to him was this. When you get a word from God, the responsibility lies upon you to respond to that. Is that okay? Some of you may disagree with that, but I feel that when God speaks a word, there's a weight upon us to respond. Now, like we said earlier, there's the grace to do that. This is all, I mean, it's all God, right? But the ball lands in our court. What am I going to do with this? And so we're always wanting to, like Marnie said this morning, we're always wanting to align with that kingdom. We're always wanting to get lined up with that. So my question to the pastor was, if this is true, if there really is a release of revelation, and I just over and over and over the last few weeks in my life and other people's lives, it's just like stuff is just coming, opening up answers that we need and opening up the Word of God. And it's really cool. My question to pastor was, what do we do then? What do we do as leaders to convey that? And what do we do as a congregation then? How do we respond to that? Pastor's going to tell you that. Right? You're going to give him the answer?
I don't know
that we ever came up with one.
We'll give him a...
But my heart is this. If that's really true, I want to step into that. You know, you hear worship leaders and pastors, they step into the river, you know, like, you know, kind of what that means usually during worship or whatever means get involved or say yes to God. But there's a response. And so I want my response to be, I'm going to pursue this. If there's an access to something from heaven, wow, I want to get revelation. And what that does for your life is it opens up answers. And remember, revelation isn't just knowledge. It contains the atmosphere of heaven in it because it's God-breathed. God just spoke and said, let there be light. And the laws of nature, photons and light waves, were created in that moment. Like physical reality changed with a spoken word. And when God speaks revelation, there's atmosphere in that. So it's not just, oh, I get to know more about why my wife's being a whatever. You know, look at my brother, I want to slap him. You know, like it's not just knowledge. It's revelation that carries the atmosphere of heaven about, oh, that's why. Because I've been like this, or the Word of God says that I didn't ever see that in me before. I never saw that when I do that. You know, do you know what I mean? It's God giving you His heart into the Word of God, into your life, into your work, into situations. So I just want to just release that over you this morning, that there is a freedom, there's an access like I haven't seen before. Just right now, like, and not without doing anything to deserve it, earn it, to figure it out. I mean, like, there's a release of revelation right now. So, yeah? So when you go home this week, dust off your Bibles. They're not buying that one.
I hope not.
Get your Bibles out. Spend it. So, oh, yeah, one of the things that I did kind of mention to him, I'm like, I think we should challenge them to spend an extra 5 minutes in the Word. You know, just like do something a little extra to make yourself available to that release from heaven. Spend an extra 5 minutes. Stop on scriptures and just, if you got one that's nudging you, just stop. Whoa, what are you saying, God? Spend an extra minute or two each day in prayer, just meditating. Just, you know what? Give yourself to that. And if it's not true, then you can just come back 3 weeks later and just say, hey, you were wrong. You got some extra prayer time, and you know, it's all right. But if it is true, God could be unlocking keys for your life and destiny and family and relationships and business and work and future that you wouldn't have had otherwise. You can step into that. So that's my 30 seconds.
No, he doesn't have to tell you to dust off your Bibles because everybody here is reading your Bible every day. So just kind of ignore that part. Two of you said amen. The rest of you dust off your Bibles. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to go quick and probably finish this next Sunday. But, wow. There's only one place that I know of in the Bible where God told somebody to conceal the revelation. And that's actually in the book of Revelation. So in the book of the unveiling, God said, don't unveil. And that was with some things coming down from heaven, and God said, I don't want you writing this. We'll take care of it later. So basically, revelation, in my opinion, is to be shared. But revelation without the wisdom to reveal and declare what God is saying and how to handle that, most of the time, doesn't work. So we not only need the revelation, and the word revelation means disclosure, unveiling, uncovering. We not only need the revelation, but we need to ask God to impart the wisdom to us so that we can know how to apply the revelation.
Yes.
And so what I want in the body is for you to have revelation. But maybe we just need to get together with revelation and bounce it off one another so that we all can handle that wisdom of that revelation in how to do it. Because to be very honest, I've missed God at times. I know you haven't. And I miss how to appropriate what God is saying. And so we can have a beautiful revelation. We can have a wonderful uncovering, but unless we know how to apply that to the situation, we come up empty. Because then we start thinking, how do I handle this? And man's thoughts and God's revelation sometimes doesn't work. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. You know what? Probably can quote it for me. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know, say no. What is the hope of his calling? What are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints? What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? Now, I want to skip down to something real quick because I want to give you a revelation real quick. See the word power? It's not dunamis. Dunamis is when Jesus said you will receive power and the Holy Spirit has come upon you. This is a Greek word, kraktos. It means demonstrative. It means eruptive. It means almost like an explosion beyond dunamis. So God wants you to know through revelation what his creative power is all about. When he spoke things into existence, he wants you to see and he wants you to understand the limitlessness, the demonstrative, how his power erupts and changes things and creates things. How many of you have been brooding over the waters and see something happening? You say, what are you talking about? Genesis 1-2? And the Spirit of God brooded upon the waters, and things started taking shape. You say, wait a minute now. That Holy Spirit that brooded upon the waters is in you. So what are you fighting against that you don't know how to deal with? What wisdom do you need to apply revelation to a situation? You may have the answer, but what do I do with it? And God is saying, I'm not only going to give you the revelation, I'm going to give you the wisdom how to apply the situation to that situation so you're not out there guessing what to do. Because I don't know about you, but my wife will tell you that I'm tremendously patient with my impatience. But that's not how God does it. Here's what God's telling you. Yeah, you too, Glenn. God is saying here, Glenn, I admire your integrity, but when something goes wrong, you're in there to fix it right now. Instead of getting the revelation and the wisdom how to do it, you just go ahead and do it. Because that's what I do. This is not a prophecy. I'm just pretending that God's talking to him. Or maybe it is a prophecy. Okay. We'll leave it there then. But yet we want to get... I'm a fixer. Kirk is a perfectionist. Me fixing something for Kirk would cause a fist fight. Because he would look at me, and the second time he used the word idiot or numbskull, I'd have him by the throat. Anybody know what I'm talking about? My thing is get it done. Kirk's thing is get it done right. You know, if I put a bolt on something and I can't tighten it, what is the matter if it's a little loose? You know, what's the big deal? And so God comes along. And he says, I want to demonstrate some things to you. I got things that you don't know that you would classify as a mystery. And he's telling Paul mysteries. You know, it's a matter of kings to conceal a matter. It's a matter of God to reveal it, I think it says. The Bible says this. Did you ever think about it? Proverbs 29:18. That without prophetic vision or revelation, the people, and I know in the King James it says perish, in mind it says they cast off restraint. The actual word is they're undisciplined. So without revelation or a prophetic vision, people are undisciplined. Now, why do we not have the revelation that we need? And I'm not picking on you. I'm just inviting you into this. Because we feel that only certain people get revelation. And you got to be in that upper echelon of the gospel to get some kind of revelation from God. And so pastor's really fortunate if he gets some revelation. But if pastor and Kirk just gets a little bit of revelation, what am I supposed to do? Can I tell you something? There's offices in the kingdom of God, but there's not status. I want to repeat that. There's officers and there's offices, but there's no status. We're all on the equal status with God, or God did not tell us the truth. Every single person serving God now had to have the same experience with Christ and the Holy Spirit that you and I have. But there is this. Remember Jacob wrestling with God? How many remember that, the Old Testament? And what did he say? He said, I'm not letting go of you unless you bless me. When we come to that place where we must desire and must want and greatly appreciate and hunger for the revelation of God, and it's not just doing my 5-minute meditation in the morning. I want God to show me how to walk this out and what to do with it and how to minister to a certain group of people or whatever God wants me to do. I'm not letting go, God, and I'm going to keep bugging you until you reveal to me and you give me the wisdom to apply the revelation to God what you're doing.
Yes,
you're going to have revelation. Because you know what happens? I believe every single person sitting here who've served God more than 5 minutes have had revelation that we've ignored. God shows us things and we think, oh man, must have been the pizza. Well, God and pizza are not synonymous. And so in this whole thing, we deal, and I know about you because you've been yelled at for a long time now, but we deal with our relationship and our acceptance and how good we have to be and what we have to do to earn something. And I've told you before, you can't earn something that's already been given to you. So if God didn't want you to have revelation and wisdom, he wouldn't have given you the Holy Spirit. He would just say, back off, you're not included in this. And so God put everything together in our lives. And Satan comes and says, well, you're just not good enough. People aren't going to believe you. What in the world if it doesn't come to pass? Can I tell you something? If you pray for someone and they're still sick, did you do something wrong? And if you pray with somebody and they get healed, did you do something right? He's the one that heals or not heals. Okay? All he told us to be the vessel. We have to come to a place through revelation that cancer or heart attacks or death is not something God puts on somebody to train them and discipline them. Come on, you can do better than that.
Amen.
It's true. We look at something, and if we think God is putting cancer on someone, if God is doing it, why pray for him?
That's true.
I don't buy that. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done where?
On earth.
As it is where?
In heaven.
So how many think they have a cancer doctor in heaven that got there just so he can heal the people? Okay? I want us aware that God does not discipline his children by killing them.
Amen.
It's like Bill Johnson said, if we treated our children like we think God treats us, we'd all be in jail for child abuse. And so the revelation that comes is God wants you free. God wants you healed. God wants you living out in the Spirit of God. God wants an anointing. And God wants you to understand the hope of his calling of the inheritance of the saints in your life. This is not a hopeless life. This is a hope-filled life. And we focus so much on what the devil's doing. Let's come to a place where the wisdom and revelation of God is stirring in our hearts. And we're talking about what God is doing.
Amen.
What God is showing me. What God is revealing. What God is telling me. How God is helping me. I'm not going to go back to the murmuring and complaining.
Amen.
That's almost good preaching.
You want 30 more seconds. That's what you want. And so let's come to this for a moment. And I'm done. I want you to see that God wants to unveil, disclose, reveal to us all about him. Understand, salvation is just the beginning. We have to start someplace.
Yes.
Understand that faith is the beginning.
Yes.
For years we've been pushing faith and faith. And friends, you got faith. To everyone is given a measure of faith. Is what you do with the faith is the key.
That's right.
The end result is amazing divine love that God wants to pour out through us. And when that love comes, we're going to need that revelation and wisdom how to minister to people. What about word of wisdom and word of knowledge? What about discerning what spirit's doing something in somebody? What about gifts of healings? Working of miracles, discerning of spirits. Look at me. And I ask myself the question, would I have discerned what Paul discerned with the gal that was following him around saying, these men are servants of the Most High God. Or I've been so proud that somebody recognized my great gifting that I'd have had her associate pastor. A 15-second associate pastor. You know, we don't think of that stuff. The words were right, the spirit was wrong, and Paul picked it up in a moment.
Yes.
Although it took him a couple days to deal with it. He had revelation. I'm not picking on the church, please. I'm not picking on the body of Christ. Went to bed last night and I had a verse going through my head. And it was simply this. And they had no king and everyone did what was right in their own eyes. The sad part of the day we live in is a lot of believers are just scattered. They're doing their own thing, living their own life. And the only thing, in my opinion, that's going to bring them together with the body of Christ in a sense that we're helping one another. We're loving one another. We don't have just one issue we're going to preach. We have the Bible we're going to preach is revelation and wisdom. Where we see how God sees things. And we have the wisdom to apply what God is telling us. That's all. And friends, you're a candidate for all this. Just like I am. I'm not there yet. I hear God every once in a while. But there are times I hear God and don't do anything because I don't know what to do. So I need the wisdom and the revelation, the unveiling, the disclosure, and the wisdom to apply it. And understand, invariably, God's revelation will be applied with love, not criticism.
Yes.
Understand that. You see, we heard a prophecy this morning about the addiction and people maybe mocking and stuff like that. That's not ridiculing. That is exhorting people there's more than what you have. There are times that God will get in my face. I know that. Why does he do that? Read Hebrews 12. He disciplines us because he loves us. How many of you ever spanked your child? How many of you cried worse than they did? Stan, did you ever spank Kirk? Once? Okay. Can I tell you something? It didn't work. But God wants to bring us to that point where we're open and his Holy Spirit is empowering us not only to do stuff, but to understand it. Why would he tell us we have the mind of Christ if we don't?
That's right.
Why would he tell us greater things than I do those who believe will do because I go to my Father? It's because he has faith in us to get before him or get with him or with I'm driving the car. I'm asking God, God, I need to know how to handle this situation. And so what do you need to know from God? I honestly sit in that chair every morning and I'm dealing with a few issues. And I say, God, you know all about this issue. Please inform me what you know so I know how to deal with it. When in doubt, ask God.
Amen.
And even when you think you know what to do, ask God. Yeah. I am so amazed. If I'm ever going to cry in front of you again, it's about this. I'm so amazed with God's love for us. I'm so amazed with the Father who knows all about us and accepts us, counsels us, strengthens us, encourages us, and says, I just want you to know more of me. It can't be any better than that. It just can't. And even when you're down and you don't feel like praising him and you feel like your little world's crumbling, it's not. You may feel down. He's just saying, hey, you're my son, you're my daughter. I'm with you. I know how you feel. And then you look at him and say, okay, God, reveal how I should deal with this and give me the wisdom to apply it. Amen.